Orlando's Veterans Administration Medical Center has moved from the city to the suburbs, and that means a much longer commute for many patients. Health News Florida's Abe Abaraya rode along with a veteran who made the trip and found that, at least for him, it's no easy ride.
The second time in as many days.
Multitask.
David Williams is getting into a 2007 Chevy Impala. He's catching a ride to his doctor's appointment at the new Orlando VA Medical Center. To get home, though, he'll have to take a shuttle, a city bus, and walk. Williams is seeing two very different modes of transportation.
Glad I brought my umbrella this morning.
In the car, we hop on an expressway in downtown and then head south on a secondary highway. By car, it's a little less than 30 minutes to make the 21-mile trip. But Williams is already thinking about the way back home.
Hey, sir, where does the shuttle come? I got to catch the 4 o'clock shuttle back.
Right in front.
We arrive at 1:09 p.m. for a 2:30 appointment. As Williams checks in, he worries that the doctor's running late, which would make him miss the last shuttle back.
And we got to be out of here by 3:05?
Yeah, I need to be going by 3:05. Take the last shuttle back to Orlando. Because if not, we're going to be walking.
They call Williams back a few minutes later, and while he's in with the doctor, I meet the man running the new VA.
Hi, Abe. I'm Tim Lazert, director of the Orlando VA Medical Center.
Lazert says access isn't just clinical access, it's the ability of the veteran to get to the clinic. But the massive VA doesn't just serve one county, it serves six, all the way from Disney World to Daytona Beach. So having close access to the major highways is a plus.
We've been open now for about 3 months. The transportation infrastructure is in place now, and it's only going to get better.
It's 3:40 p.m. David Williams finishes up with the doctor, picks up his blood pressure medication and his arthritis drugs. We sit outside the Orlando VA, flags whipping in the wind, waiting for the shuttle to come. The shuttle arrives at 4:10, 10 minutes late.
All right, how you doing, driver?
All right.
Everything all right?
Everything lovely.
All right, that was all right.
We pull into the shuttle stop at Lake Baldwin around 4:45. This is where we're going to catch a city bus to downtown, but...
There's the bus. See the bus? We missed it.
Oh, there it is.
Yep, and the nearest stop is over there.
And so we wait for another city bus.
The way I do it, I try to arrange my schedule so I'm not stressed out if the bus is a little late.
Thank you.
It's now 5:10 and we can see where David is staying. It was 1:09 when we got out of the car at the VA hospital. 4 hours and 1 minute to see the doctor, the nurse, get prescriptions, and get back. Normally, it would be 6 hours. 2 hours to get there, 2 hours for the appointment, and 2 hours to get back.
6 hours for a 1 hour doctor's visit. No figure.
Williams finishes up his trip with a short walk from the bus stop to his place. He doesn't mind the 6 hours. It doesn't cost him anything, he says. Anything but time. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.